At the national level, there is some legislative movement for legislation that would make Election Day a national holiday, following in the footsteps of nearly 20 states that already have some sort of holiday when their residents go to the polls. In light of this potential change for the country, we wanted to examine how New York treats Election Day and consider the ramifications of an Election Day holiday nationally. And to do that, we're joined by Caroline Joseph, a research analyst with Represent Us, a national campaign to advance state and local laws that, quote, fix our broken elections and stop political bribery. Welcome to the show, Caroline.
Thank you for having me.
So what accommodations, if any, does New York make on Election Day? And does that vary based on the election year, whether we're talking about a presidential year or some midterm elections or off-year elections like we have in 2021?
So New York sets Election Day as a public holiday, general Election Day specifically. And what that means is that on both odd and even years, New Yorkers get the day off to vote. But specifically, not all New Yorkers. New Yorkers working for the state government. All New Yorkers are eligible to take up to 2 hours off to vote on Election Day if they don't have enough time during their normal day-to-day schedule to do so, and that's negotiated with their employer. So New York both has an Election Day holiday and has some existing options for the average New Yorker to be able to vote if their schedule does not align with what they need.
How does that holiday that we have in the Empire State compare to the other 18 states that have some form of election holiday? Is this in keeping with what other states are doing, or do the other states have more expansive holidays, for example?
So some states have more expansive holidays, some states have less expansive holidays. If you look at a state like West Virginia, primaries and special elections are also treated as Election Day holidays, and even municipal elections are treated as Election Day holidays in those areas. Same goes for county elections. Some states only allow federal election days as holidays. Some states only allow presidential days as Election Day holidays. So New York, I would say, is middle of the pack, a little bit more progressive than the states with Election Day holidays.
Well, how does New York's Election Day holiday then compare to what's envisioned by the Freedom to Vote Act, which would be implemented on the national level?
New York is more progressive than the Freedom to Vote Act. The Freedom to Vote Act sets the Election Day holiday, the federal Election Day holiday, to be every other year. So on even years during the federal general election, Americans who work for the federal government will be eligible to have the day off. And Americans who have employers that wish to honor that holiday would also have the day off.
What's the rationale for a holiday of any kind, whether it's for state and federal workers or whether there was one more broadly, like the way we have a 4th of July holiday, where it's kind of just taken for granted that people working in the private sector are going to have the day off as well?
An Election Day holiday makes sense for a lot of different reasons. First of all, it's popular. Majority of Americans, a very strong majority of Americans, support an Election Day holiday. It also shows where our values are at as a nation, especially with a federal holiday. It signals to employers, it signals to states also that don't have Election Day holidays, that we believe that civic engagement and democracy are worth celebrating. And bottom line, it ensures that more people have the opportunity to vote. Obviously, it's not guaranteed that employers besides the governments that are authorizing holidays and granting time off to their employees are going to get time off. But generally, across the board, people are more likely to have time off to celebrate something if it's recognized as a national holiday.
Is there any correlation currently in the states that offer some sort of election holiday between higher turnout in those states, or at least higher turnout among the populations impacted, like in New York with state workers, compared to people who don't get the holiday off or states that don't have an election holiday of any kind?
I don't have an exact answer for that, but what I would say is that it would be hard to measure with how a national holiday would impact things. We know that across the board, it would improve it. The Election Day holiday proposal for the national level is included in a broader package called the Freedom to Vote Act that also creates other important changes to everything from early voting to absentee. So across the line, people are going to have more opportunities to vote. Turnout is going to increase likely because voting is more accessible.
Well, you mentioned early voting, and I'm curious whether you think that the opportunity to vote early, like in New York, where I think we have 9 or 10 days of early voting, negates the need to have an election day holiday because there are other alternatives, potentially ones where people aren't working, if they are working that Tuesday, where they could vote. So does that negate the need for it?
No, I don't think so. I understand where that concern comes from, mm-hmm. but it's as much about ensuring turnout as it is about ensuring that we show what our values are and celebrate voting. So I think it's very important that we have both in place, that people have as many options as possible to vote. And I think that having an Election Day holiday is a really important way of emphasizing, especially right now, that we care about democracy and that we care about civic engagement.
So I guess the same type of question, New York is poised to adopt no-excuse mail-in voting this November, which would negate the need in the future to even spend time going to the polls because you could just vote via mail at your leisure. Same question, do we need a holiday if we have that?
Yeah, and I think my response is similar. I think that having the opportunity to go to the polls is a really beautiful thing. Some people, even if they have the opportunity to vote by mail, are going to choose to vote in person. I think there's a really strong association and beautiful sort of ritual associated with getting to vote in person, and the opportunity still to be able to commemorate that day and emphasize its importance, both materially in terms of people getting the day off and in a symbolic way of showing that this is a legal holiday, is a big deal and worth pursuing.
If the country ever had an Election Day holiday and had one that was maybe more expansive than just applying to government workers, do you think we should think about or have some sort of conversation about making voting compulsory to ensure that people are using this holiday to cast a vote as the holiday is really intended for?
I don't believe I would support or take a stance on compulsory voting. That's not something that we as an organization take a stance on. Yeah, I would leave it at that.
So let's fast forward to the future, whenever this is that we have an Election Day holiday, and let's say it is a very expansive one that applies to the vast majority of Americans. How would you spend your Election Day? You finish voting, let's say you take care of it nice and early. What do you have envisioned for your future day off?
Ooh, my future day off for Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
I would really love to be able to celebrate going to the polls and to be able to spend time with my friends and family and to be able to appreciate the time that I have to vote. I personally, if I had an Election Day holiday, would love to be able to vote in person. I think that is a really beautiful, a beautiful way of getting to be involved with our democratic process.
Well, you mentioned potentially getting together with friends and family. Does that mean that you'll be throwing the Election Day holiday party sometime in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be a blast. I think we associate so much fun with so many holidays that we have, whether that be 4th of July or something else. But I think that setting an Election Day holiday would be a really helpful opportunity to bring some joy to our democracy and be able to, enjoy sort of the beauty of our nation and its democratic systems. I think that's a very beautiful sentiment and something worth celebrating for sure.
Well, we've been speaking with Caroline Joseph. She's a research analyst with Represent Us and future Election Day party planner. Caroline, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.